It was a hearing to discuss raising Virginia's tobacco purchasing age, and lawmakers did as they always do. They asked if anyone in the audience wanted to speak in favor of the bill.
Altria supports raising the minimum age to purchase tobacco products to 21.
That's Jennifer Hunter with the tobacco giant Altria. The company has been a vocal supporter of the measure, which would apply not just to cigarettes, but also electronic smoking devices.
We believe it is the most effective step available to begin reversing the rise of underage e-vapor rates.
If you think that's surprising, wait till you hear the opposition, the American Cancer Society and the American Heart Association. Ashley Bell with the AHA says the fact that a tobacco company supports the measure should give lawmakers pause. She says raising the tobacco age doesn't do anything to change lax enforcement.
The youth access laws, the way they exist in Virginia now, are not strong enough to support the enforcement of raising the age. And in fact, they may not be strong enough to support the current age.
She'd rather see more oversight, plus a strong licensing system for stores that sell tobacco, just like Virginia has for alcohol retailers. That would involve training to ensure employees know how to properly ID. And if a retailer was caught selling to underage users, their license could be revoked. The American Cancer Society says steps like that have had greater impact in other states. And they call raising the purchasing age a feel-good measure.
We know that the sponsors are well-intentioned, and we certainly support what they're trying to do, but we need a little bit more time to figure out the right way to do it.
Republican Delegate Cristalli says perfect shouldn't be the enemy of good, and there isn't time to wait. With the rapid spread of vaping among kids, he claims even a single year can make a difference.
We just saw a recent report by the Surgeon General that indicated that there was almost a doubling of the use in middle and high schools, and they use the term epidemic.
Many younger students get Juuls, a name brand e-cigarette, from older siblings or friends. About 80% of Virginia's graduating seniors are 18. Supporters say raising the tobacco age to 21 would make it less likely the small devices will pop up in schools. Will Kobzanski is a senior and student journalist. He doesn't smoke himself, but for his school paper, he surveyed more than 50 classmates.
It was happening everywhere, in the bathroom and on buses. And then the other thing I learned was that people were, you know, taking hits off of their Juul and then exhaling the vapor into their backpack while the teacher wasn't looking.
Kobzanski does think raising the purchasing age could help, but the real problem is the product itself, a tiny USB-shaped device that doesn't produce smoke.
When it's, you know, incredibly easy to conceal from a teacher, and then the flavors, when, you know, you're able to vape in mango or creme brulee, then it makes it even more appealing to kids.
Juul did recently halt the production of those flavors, but Kobzanski says that ultimately, when there's a product with a potent hit and an addictive high, teenagers are going to want it, and they're going to get their hands on it. Altria recently bought a $13 billion stake in Juul Labs. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.